This is Capital Radio. Listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Well, tonight I'm going to play you some of the recently reissued vintage rarities you can actually buy on LPs. And like the last time, I'll give the number so you can make a note of any you'd like to buy. Let's get off to a rousing start with a punchy number with a rock-steady rhythm. Henry Allen and his orchestra in 1929 playing It Should Be You. It Should Be You by Henry Allen and his orchestra from a fine set of his Victor recordings of 1929 and 1930 on RCA Victor FXM1-7060. RCA Victor FXM1-7060. You can get that to special order. I'm going to play numbers from several new RCA Victor albums, as a matter of fact, for they've given us some great things lately, especially in jazz. So have World Records, of course. One of their latest is a set by Jack Harris and his orchestra, a fine pre-war band led by an American violinist, who recorded not only great instrumentals by Sid Phillips and Duke Ellington, and we get both on this set, but also fine arrangements of good popular numbers of those days, like this one, Once in a While. Sam Brown sings it. Thank you.
someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, the spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you'll think of me once in a while.
Once in a While, just one of the many good things by Jack Harris and his orchestra on World Records SH-219. World Records SH-219. It just shows what can be done with a quality number when a top band and a top arranger get to work on it, doesn't it? Here's another example, one of a set by McKinney's Cotton Pickers in 1931. The title is To Whom It May Concern. And if the vocalist isn't anything special, the band more than compensates. to whom it may concern. A very nice little number, played by McKinney's Cotton Pickers on RCA Victor FXM17059. RCA Victor FXM17059. A good example of a polished Negro band playing a Tin Pan Alley song of 1931. And we're back with some more after the break.
Here's another silly song to promote the stirring tale of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It doesn't have Rod Steiger, Jane Fonda or Jack Parr, or Hayley Mills or Dirk Bogarde or any other star. James Mason is not in it, neither is Hedy Lamarr, but you can see it now at your local cinema.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail at the Casino, Old Compton Street, ABC Bloomsbury and ABC One, Fulham Road, now. A certificate.
So make a date and pop along without fail to see Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
No, that'll never do.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Well, next one is a track from a double album set of boogie-woogie piano jazz, the very opposite of sophistication. Yet what superb technique Jimmy Yancey shows us in his masterful playing of Yancey Stomp, made in 1939. Jimmy Yancey playing a snatch of his musical autobiography, Yancey Stomp, on RCA Victor FXM27073. RCA Victor FXM27073. Jimmy Yancey, Chicago boogie-woogie pianist, is just the first of three Negro pianists I'm showcasing tonight. And here's another, very different indeed, Hutch, the suave singer of sentimental songs who charmed London's nightlife during the 30s right through into the 60s. Here he is accompanying himself, singing one of his best-remembered numbers, These Foolish Things.
Oh, will you never let me be? Oh, will you never set me free? The ties that bound us are still around us. There's no escape that I can see. And still those little things remain that bring me happiness or pain. gardenia perfume lingering on a pillow, while strawberries only 7 francs a kilo, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those tumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground painted swings, these foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow that this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. The daffodils on long excited cables, and candle lights on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded, the Île-de-France with all the gulls around it, the beauty that is spring. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you so near to me. Sigh of midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Hutch, of course, singing These Foolish Things. One track from 32 in a double set on World Records SHB-28. World Records SHB-28. Our third Negro pianist is Fats Waller, who also has a double set on RCA Victor, giving us 32 more of his hilarious tamperings with pop songs of the 30s. One you don't hear very often is this, I Can't Break the Habit of You.
Of your charms, I lost all my resistance, it seems. Can't keep you out of my dreams. Oh, your magic is tragic, I'm going crazy. You really got the best of me. I love you, baby, what can I do? Oh, I can't break the habit of you. No, you the habit. No, not her. No, you jealous? Don't worry about nothing. Just lay like you did. Yeah. Yeah. Old Slick Slick is smart. Yeah. I'm going to set him right on out there. I'm going to show you how smart he is. Come on. Play.
Ballroom, of course, I Can't Break the Habit of You, on RCA Victor, FPM 17048. RCA Victor, FPM 17048. Now I'm going to play you a great rarity, this time by a white pianist who wasn't a jazz musician, but one of the truly great composers of popular music this century, George Gershwin. Now, I've played you some of his well-known and lesser-known numbers in past shows, but this is really something else. The Three Preludes, played in London in 1928, but never issued here until this LP. Thank you. George Gershwin playing his three preludes, making their debut here in this form on World Records SH214. World Records SH214. Well, we've had some sophisticated music, so now I'd like to play you a track from a fine album of Tom Morris, the Negro cornetist, and this one is by the New Orleans Blue Five. Joe Nanton, Tricky Sam, is on trombone, Bob Fuller on clarinet, Mike Jackson is the pianist, and Buddy Christian the guitarist. South Rampart Street Blues. South Rampart Street Blues by Tom Morris and the New Orleans Blue Five in 1926. It's on RCA Victor FPM1-7049. RCA Victor FPM1-7049. Really basic instrumental blues and very fine. Well, we'll have some more of these after the break.
Carry the big fresh flavor wherever you go.
Wherever you go.
Whatever you do.
Whatever you do.
It's the finest pack of flavor wherever you go.
Wherever you go.
Whatever you do.
Whatever you do. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum has the big fresh flavor that satisfies. So remember to carry some with you wherever you go.
Carry it with you. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. The big fresh flavor.
How would you like to see Capital Radio in action? How would you like to hear all that's new in hi-fi equipment? Then why not pop into the Hi-Fi 75 exhibition at the Heathrow Hotel, Bath Road, Hounslow. On Friday the 11th of April from 12 to 3, there's Dave Cash with COD. Saturday the 12th from 2 till 6, Keith Ashton's London Link. On Sunday the 13th, Tommy Vance is holding a disco from 12 to 3. So remember, there's plenty to hear and see at the Hi-Fi 75 exhibition at the Heathrow Hotel.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Now let's go back to the beginning of recorded jazz and try something from a new mastering of the old Columbias made in London in 1919 and 1920 by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. I think I've played you this before, but it's well worth playing again and again. I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland, showing how the boys could play softly without losing the essential feeling for jazz expression. the original Dixieland jazz band in London in 1920, I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland, on World Records SH220. World Records SH220. The proof that jazz isn't and never was a rowdy, obstreperous form of sinful noise, as some people said. And the next one's like unto it. A record made in Chicago in 1929 under King Oliver's direction, though he doesn't play on it, more's the pity, but it's a classic bit of rich, mellow jazz even so. Can I Tell You? Tell You by King Oliver's Orchestra on RCA Victor FXM17061. RCA Victor FXM17061. The Vintage Jazz Music Society, one of the most enterprising concerns in the business, have had the rights to the old Columbia catalogue for some years and have given us some beautiful things as a result. Here's one of the latest, a record devoted to the West Coast band of the late 20s, Curtis Mosby's Dixieland Blue Blowers. But they don't play combs and kazoos and things like that, though. Just real live instruments. And I mean live. Like in this one, Hardee Stomp.
Thank you.
Hardy Stomp by Curtis Mosby's Dixieland Blue Blowers on VJM VLP 38. VJM VLP 38. The other side is all by Eddie Edinburgh's New Orleans Wildcats with Bobby Lee Cann on guitar, so it's well worth having. We'll have some more after the break.
Why don't you go and see Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Well, obviously, I don't know. I mean, you might have a lot of reasons. You could have flu or lots of shells to put up or masses of jam to make or anything. It's futile me speculating why you're not going. I mean, perhaps you don't want to see it. Well, then, I mean, if that's your decision, I respect it. I'm not going to get into a slanging match with you or start bringing up details of your private life or something. So if you don't want to see it, I'm sorry, of course, but fair enough.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail at the Casino, Old Compton Street, ABC Bloomsbury and ABC One Fulham Road, now. A certificate.
Capital's new springtime schedule of all the hits comes with a giggle from Kenny from 6:30 to 9 a.m. and with oodles of charm from Mike Asper from 9 to midday, Monday to Friday on Cuddly Capital.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. That Curtis Mosby band was quite a band, wasn't it? By way of contrast, here's a track by one of our own top big bands of the time, Jack Hilton's. World Records have just issued a fine set of this orchestra playing numbers with a team of De Silva, Brown and Henderson. Choosing one is very hard, as they're all so good, but a very good friend of mine was with me when I found the original 78 of this one, Come to Me, and he liked it so well I gave it to him. Now it's issued again on this fine set. The lyrics are a bit corny, but the tune is memorable and the arrangement's great. To Me by De Silva, Brown and Henderson, played by Jack Hilton and his orchestra on World Records SH218. World Records SH218. There's another of those albums aimed at those of us who want to preserve our memories of what a lovely war the last one was. No, it's not a wallow in sentiment all the time by any means, for it has tracks by Jack Warner, the Western Brothers and George Formby, and also this gem by the late Sir Noel Coward in the days when Dad's Army was a fact.
Colonel Montmorency, who was in Calcutta in 92, emerged from his retirement for the war. He wasn't very pleased with all he heard and all he saw. But whatever he felt, he tightened his belt and organized a corps. Poor Colonel Montmorency thought, considering all the wars he'd fought, the Home Guard was his job to do or die. But after days and weeks and years, bravely drying his manly tears, he wrote the following letter to the Minister of Supply. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun, or failing that, a hand grenade will do. We've got some ammunition in a rather damp condition, and Major Huss has an arquebus that was used at Waterloo. With the vicar's stirrup pump, a pitchfork and a spade, it's rather hard to guard an aerodrome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? We're getting awfully tired of drawing lots. Today we had a shipment of some curious equipment, and just for a prank they sent us a tank that ties itself in knots. On Sunday's mock invasion, Captain Clark was heard to say he hadn't even got a brush and comb. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Colonel Montmorency planned, in case the enemy tried to land, to drive them back with skill and armored force. He realized his army should be mechanized, of course, but somewhere inside, experience cried, my kingdom for a horse. Poor Colonel Montmorency tried, at infinite cost of time and pride, to tackle his superiors again. Having just one motorbike, 14 swords and a marlin spike, he wrote the following letter in the following urgent strain. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? We need it very badly, I'm afraid. Our local crossword solver has an excellent revolver, but during a short attack on a fort, the trigger got mislaid. In course of operations planned for Friday afternoon, our orders are to storm the Hippodrome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Could you please oblige us with the Bren gun? The lack of one is wounding to our pride. Last night we found the cutest little German parachutist. He looked at our kit and giggled a bit and laughed until he cried. We'll have to hide that armored car when marching to Berlin. We'd almost be ashamed of it in Rome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home.
Sir Noel Coward, in one of his best examples of blistering wit, could you please oblige us with a Bren gun? Included in an album called Britain Can Take It. On World Records, SH213. World Records, SH213. I'm sorry to say the next one must be the last, but it's right up to date and yet nostalgic at the same time. It's by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra, recorded in 1974, playing Me and Jane the Plane, composed by British songwriter Joe Gilbert in 1927.
In the clouds, me and Jane in a plane, far away from the crowds, in my two-seater, what could be sweeter? I'll have St. Peter step inside and bless the bride. I'll be keeping my eye on the the man in the moon. He's a dangerous guy when he starts to spoon. My kisses I'll shower a million an hour. No traffic cop will ever stop me and Jane in a plane. What could be sweeter? I'll have St. Peter step inside and bless the bride. I'll be keeping my eye on the man in the moon. He's a dangerous guy when he starts to spoon. My kisses I'll shower a million an hour. No traffic cop will ever stop me and Jane in a plane.
The Pasadena Roof Orchestra, Me and Jane in a Plane, on Transatlantic TRA 286. Transatlantic TRA 286. And that was the tune Jack Hilton and his orchestra played in a huge biplane circling Blackpool Tower one summer afternoon in 1927, after bombing the holidaymakers with copies of the sheet music, would you believe? Oh, happy times. I hope there'll be more happy times next Sunday at 10, when I'll be playing your requests on Mardi Gras. I'm catching up on backlog, but if you'd like to keep them coming during the next month, I'll be very pleased to hear from you. Till next week then, this is Brian Ruth saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.